Welcome to Masech Eshkolon, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. Just a brief introduction to this Mishnah. The rabbis instituted that a person has to add, in addition to their machtas ha-shekel, or half-shekel coin that they give to be used to buy karbanos sacrifices, a person also has to add a small, tiny coin called a kolbon. And there's a disagreement in this Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim as to the nature of this coin. Rabbi Meir holds that every single person that gives a half a shekel has to add a kolbon, a small little coin, as we'll see soon in the Mishnah. However, the opinion of the Chachamim is that if a person gives one straight-up half shekel, then they don't have to add a kolbon. Unless they give a different coin, which has to be exchanged, then, so for example, two people give one coin, for example, now it has to be exchanged, well, that halacha is that a person has to be mosef, they have to add one kolbon for the exchange. Let's see the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah gives some of the details. These are people who one is obligated to give the kolbon this additional small coin. Levim, the Yisraelim, the Gerim, Avarim, Mishuchrarim. Levites, Yisraelim, Gerim, converts, Avarim, servants, freed servants, Mishuchrarim. Because all these people are obligated to give a half a shekel, as we saw previously. Therefore, they're also obligated to give the kolbon. Avalo, Kohanim. However, Kohanim are not obligated, even though they are obligated, Matzah Shekel, as we saw previously, because we saw that they have a lower level of obligation. We don't take collateral if they don't. So therefore, the halacha is that we don't enforce that they have to give a kolbon, they don't have to give this small coin. The nashim v'avadim b'katanim. Similarly, women, slaves, and young children under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, since they're not obligated to have shekel, they're allowed to give, but if they do give, they don't have to give a kolbon. Says the Mishnah, hashokel al yedei kohen. Someone who gives a half shekel for the kohen, al yedei isha, or for a woman, al yedei eved, or for a servant, al yedei katan, or for a child under bar mitzvah. So this fellow gave a complete shekel. Half should be for him, and half should be for this person that's not obligated. Pater, he's not obligated to give the kolbon at all. Im shekel al yedei achaver. However, if a person gives one complete shekel for himself and his friend that is obligated, chayev b'kolbon echad, then he has to give one coin, one kolbon, because they're going to have to exchange this into two half shekels. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir disagrees, and he says, shnei kolbonos, that if two people combine and they give one shekel for the two half shekels of each of them, they actually have to give two kolbonos, two small coins. What's the reason? So there's actually a disagreement here, but we'll give one of the reasons. One of the reasons is because Rabbi Meir holds that every person has to give a kolbon, no matter if they give the half shekel coin or some other coin, and he learns it out from a pasuk. However, so therefore it comes out, if a person gives a half a shekel, they have to give this small kolbon so that they should have, he says, make sure that it was the appropriate amount of silver that was given in the days of Moshe. And therefore he holds, if let's say two people give even one coin, they have to give two kolbonos, because anyways you're obligated to give a kolbon, each individual. Concludes the Mishnah, Hanos saying, if a person donates to Hektish, to the Beis HaMikdash, to the temple, Sela, which is a shekel, a full shekel, Vinotel shekel, and he takes a change of a shekel, which is a half a shekel according to the Torah. Chai shnei kolbonos, then he's obligated to pay two coins. Number one, because of the selah, the shekel, the Torah shekel that he gave to Hektish. And number two, because the shekel that he took, they have to give him change, so he has to give a kolbon for that as well. Wishing you a beautiful day. Wishing you a wonderful, successful, happy, and healthy upcoming week.